heart's powerful and it's still ongoing and it'll still go. But the Lord said, now we got that. We'll keep doing that. But how about let's learn something new? And I'm like, oh, Lord. But then there's that stirring of the Holy Spirit. And I just want to encourage you. I want to really learn as a person who's in the kingdom. What does he say? Now, we have a lot of teaching on finances that are really powerful, and they've helped us to get free from the love of money, and they helped us to get this far. But I want to learn how to be yielded to the Holy Spirit to make the business deals. I want to learn it. I'm not saying I know how, but we are gonna pray about it from 6:30 to 7:30 on Friday nights for February anyway. We're really going to seek the Lord about that. And if you want to call it brainstorming, I don't know what else to call it. And learning it together. Don't be surprised if Sunday mornings I don't preach that some, because that's my gifting. My gifting is when I don't know something, and the Holy Spirit stirs me to learn it, I take everybody with me. Come on, let's learn this. I'm not saying I know how to do it right. I will say this, and this was the main thing I knew the Lord wanted me to say this morning. God wants you to get past trying to prove anything and all your junk. And we got lots of ways to help you there, healing, deliverance. You can actually come on a Tuesday night, learn how to do that where you don't even need to come every Tuesday night. You'll just really learn how to kick into that by the Holy Spirit. But the Lord put on my heart, what if this really end time transference of wealth was a real deal God has? And I believe it is. And what if he wants to teach us for real how to get it? And it's not winning the lottery and buying those little tickets. I never did that, but to try to win money, whatever. What if it's actually, there's gifting in everybody, and there's a God who can use that and tell them how to use that when their hearts are right? What if we can take a little tiny area and really change it and give real hope to people who don't have much in a country where people do have much? See, there's a big difference to be poor in the Philippines and to be poor in America. For one thing, in America, if you're poor, you actually have a lot more than the people in the Philippines. So it's a better deal as far as physically. But mentally and emotionally, it's a different story. In the Philippines, everybody's pretty much poor. So it doesn't make you feel bad about yourself. It doesn't make you judge yourself. It doesn't make you have to try to prove something, because it's just the way it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? But when you're in a nation who has their thinking wrong anyway, because every nation does, and their goals and their idolatry, you know, idolatry is the correct word, causes you to feel a certain way about yourself, then we have to help you feel correct about yourself according to the kingdom. But then God wants you to be a light in this world and not think it's just for everybody else. I was talking to someone else and they said, well, Cindy, why don't you pray about, you know, buying the trailer park or whatever? I said, why don't you? So one thing God wants us to do as we go on this journey however that works around here, is he wants you guys to know who you are in him, but also he's got big plans for everybody. And I'm not talking work, okay? You got to get free from the work mentality, because I don't want to work harder. I don't want to work harder. But my gosh, if the Lord says, go do this, go do that, go just do it, I'll do it. I can obey. That's not harder. I can learn what he puts grace on. I can work as a team member now, whatever he wants. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord's like, not only do I want you to heal people and set them free, not only do I want to see people who are already very successful in our culture coming together with people who aren't successful in our culture and learning from each other. I actually want to bring everyone into the kingdom, and then they find out what I have for them. And they're not going to compare themselves and judge it anymore, but they're not going to limit themselves to what the world, the nation they're living in says they're limited to. Does this make sense? Everybody's like, no. Okay, because let me just say, if you're new to here, this is when God's kind of busting stuff through in the spirit first, and your brain will catch it later. And when God does this kind of thing here, it actually means we're about to enter into some new stuff, which is kind of exciting. because he's working in your spirit to get excited about entering into a real relationship with God in his kingdom, where you don't have to prove yourself, where the plans and the dreams he has for you are very awesome, where everything comes together, where it's all about him and it's not about you and it's not about anything else, where he works relationships, where he works the economics, where he makes sure every need is met, where he makes sure that everything is taken care of, but you just have such fun in him. He's everything. It's like if you stay in America, if you stay in America instead of a kingdom person in America, you're going to really have a hard time in the upcoming days. But if you become a person of the kingdom and you're called to America, this is going to be a real exciting time. So my job is to get you to understand not only the principles of the kingdom, but to really enter into the kingdom by dying to sin and self and all this stuff and enjoying God, so that he then will take you wherever you're called, but as a kingdom person, not proving anything in the world. It's kind of like Jesus didn't come to prove he was God, and he was God. Do you see what I'm saying? Jesus came in skin to show what God in skin, the kingdom coming on the earth in skin, could look like, so that we would get vision after we get saved. And so I really believe 2011, at least for this ministry, is going to be a year of helping people really get vision. We're still going to have inner healing and deliverance. It's Tuesdays. If you haven't come or gotten the teaching, please do. It changes everything. It's going to be learning to move in the gifts and do those things. That's like Friday night. It's also going to be people doing more than sitting. It's going to be people beginning to step out and say, you know, I'm going to get vision for me. And here's what's been happening. People come in, get healed, delivered, set free. They're so thankful. Their marriages are okay. They get jobs where they had no jobs before. And then they don't come anymore. They'll come by, talk once in a while, whatever. Got all I needed from God. And that's not their heart. Oh, I know he's real. Nobody could have done this. I went to, you know, all these psychiatrists, did all these things. But this really helped. And it's like, you don't understand. God, that's good. God is a good God. But you're really missing what this is really about. The real joy, the real peace, the real excitement. I'm not like, oh, that's not fair. They don't have to come to church and they're still blessed. No, see, they don't get it. It's like you're staying in the world, but you're not as demonized. And God lives inside of you, but he's not in charge. That's not a happy place. That's where most of us start. That's not the end. That's just where we're to get to start. To start what? To start going after everything God has. To start dying to everything we have to die to, so that the kingdom of God is real. That we're really in the kingdom where we can talk to God, where we can see him face to face, so to speak, in the spirit, where we can hear his voice, where we can obey him and we want to obey him and we agree with him. Where really, you can really say to live is to die, and to die is to gain. That's what that means. It's like I'm laying everything down. Oh, in the world, and if we want to hang out in the world, but we want God's blessings in the world, what we're really saying is, I want the world. I want the world. I want to prove something in the world. I want to make money. I want to be successful in the world. I want the world. I want these great relationships. I want this. I want this. I want this. God, can you help? Especially when I'm in trouble. And God's like, no, 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 no. That's not what I came for. I came to get you out of the world and into the kingdom, and not to even just bring the kingdom principles into the world. God's not bringing the kingdom principles in the world. God is bringing his people into the kingdom, and then just like him, by his spirit, but recognizing his kingship and recognizing who he is. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the different part. The different part is he is God and we are not. The alike part is everything he did by his Spirit, so that we could see that in the that if we became in his kingdom, in his presence, what he did, we could do. But we can't do that trying to prove something. We can't do that believing the devil, or the enemy's going to get a hold of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So our journey, see, okay. If I'm going to go to Key West, just because I had a good time there recently, if I'm going to go to Key West, I got to figure out how am I going to get there. If I don't know that I'm even going there, I will probably never get there. If I get in my car with no direction and no understanding, I don't know 95 is a straight shot if you go south. If I don't know any of that, and I just say, you know what? I heard Key West is a great place. By golly, by gee, I'm going. And I'm thinking, I don't even know what I need to bring. I'll just bring everything. I'll bring my snow suit and I'll bring all the, and I pile in my car and I'm like, where are you going? I'm going to Key West. Oh, how are you going to get there? Well, I don't know. I'm just going to drive. And what if you're trying to go like to Hawaii? You're not going to just drive. Do you see what I'm saying? That's how we have treated Christianity. It's like, okay, or this, going to Key West, right here. And I go and put a palm tree in my yard. I stick out a swimming pool. And here it's February and my palm tree is dead and I cannot swim in my swimming pool. I can ice skate on it. Is this really Key West? Oh, I hope you're getting this. Jesus-like parables, I see why. Okay? There really is a kingdom. There really is a way to get there. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, we now have the revelation that there is a kingdom. We now have the revelation that it's a real place. But the only way to get there is being led by him. The only way to get there is to die to the things of this world. And I'm not talking about not enjoying your life. He made life. He made all that good stuff. I'm talking about doing it the world's way. Do you understand what I'm saying? God's trying to shake some of your mindsets because, honestly, I really can't wait for God to fill this place up because I love preaching to people the best. Beats my dogs. But sometimes they respond a little better than the people. But the bottom line is this. If you're not even catching on where we're going, then there's so many other places you can sit and try to bring the kingdom principles into the world. There's so many places you can sit and not have a clue what the destination even is. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I just, as the Lord's showing me, what we want to do, and some of you don't want to do this. And I would say still come and just say, Lord, help me get to want to do this because I know there's some truth here. And I don't want the consequences of whatever in me that doesn't want to enter the kingdom. Everything in the kingdom is good. It's good. God is good. It's awesome. Healing belonging to you for real is good. Having every need met is good. Having freedom from every sinful bondage is good. Having a true relationship with God himself is extremely good. There's nothing in the kingdom that isn't good. You can go on cruises if you want to, and if you learn how to believe God for the finances, he doesn't care. And if it's really the kingdom, you're not going to want to wear clothes that are gross or turn people lustful or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, I don't give up anything in the kingdom at all that I was ever intended to have by God and by his design. I enjoy life. See, can you see how Satan, just in this little talk today, you see how Satan has so perverted what people think about God and the kingdom based on what church is like, organized church. Okay, so we got to get rid of all of that. We have to get rid of all that thinking. and see what does God say and how does the Spirit get us there, and recognize what part of us is. See, whatever part of you is not really in the kingdom, maybe it's just your foot, but that's the foot that keeps getting pulled and tries to pull you back, and it's the foot that keeps you from the freedom. Maybe it's just your hand, but it keeps you from going deeper and you wonder what's wrong. Maybe it's just your head, you know. But God, the Holy Spirit wants to get you, and it's not supposed to take a long time. The early apostles were in the kingdom when the Holy Spirit came. 3 years of preaching, but it was perfect preaching by Jesus, and the only one who didn't make it was Judas, because he never really wanted the kingdom. And he really, God was still faithful to him, but he betrayed Christ. And he lost his mind. And let me tell you that. He is symbolic of the people who hear truth, enter into truth, and really, with their heart, choose the world. And that hasn't changed. That hasn't changed. And let me just say this to people. You cannot minister perfect enough to make sure that everybody who hears you minister goes to heaven. Because if that was true, Judas would have been to heaven. We're just to be yielded to the Holy Spirit right where we're at, and recognize the areas that don't belong inside of us. Let God get them out of us as we enter into the kingdom things he's called us to. And what the Lord's put on my heart, which is brand new to me, anybody who knows me, I've never preached like this before, is he wants to show us as kingdom, a Spirit-led kingdom people, how to go in and take advantage of a world system that's not near as smart as the one who's leading us, so that we are the head and not the tail, so that we own the radio stations and the media. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? So that you own the restaurant chains and you employ people so you can play Christian music every chain that you have. So that you are the politicians that get voted in, and then we don't have to worry about this constant struggle back and forth about abortion. See, we have bought a lie. We have bought a lie, and we've been in the world system, and we find Christ in our desperation, but we don't become kingdom because we're still trying to prove something. And everything we do is about us, and the church services are about us, and our ministry, everything's about us. If we make money, it's about us. If we give money, it's about us. And in the kingdom, it can be about no one but Christ. Because it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be. It's awesome. It's great. And let me just say this. God has not shown up yet in such a way in his church to bring judgment on the world yet. He is going to have a bright, bright, bright light. And then when people decide, just like Judas, I don't want it, he's going to judge them just like Judas was judged. And our part is to be that light. And we're going to enjoy it. But you got to get the love of money out. You can't serve two masters. There's all these things that the Holy Spirit's going to work in you. So let me say this. Wherever you are right now in this journey, whatever things are still about you are just areas God wants to deal with, and you want to let him deal with them. You want to get to a place. How do you explain? This is the hard part about kingdom stuff. It's okay. You can't explain something somebody hasn't experienced when it comes to God, because it's not intellectual. That's the hard part. You just have to get there. How do you do that? By letting the Holy Spirit make you hungry for God and the things of the kingdom, and not being turned off by the immaturity of our brothers and sisters in the Lord, including me, who have turned you off to some of it. Not intentionally, but why? By trying to prove something. So you've been turned off to signs and wonders because somebody tried to prove something and it didn't work. You've been turned off to healing because somebody tried to prove something and it didn't work. And God wants to heal all that. He wants to deliver all that. And he wants to bring the real thing. And he wants us to enter into him and into his kingdom. The way is narrow. And then, then you don't have anything to prove. It's so freeing. And then he get, there's not a gift or a talent inside of you that God's not going to bring it to fullness if you will live in the kingdom. There's not. If he's given you the gift to be a giver, because that's a gift, if he's given you that gift, not only will he use your gifting for you, he'll use your gifting to teach others, but it won't be like, oh, now you just won't be able to understand. You'll know, you'll get so free that the more as I yield to God and give, it just keeps coming. As I yield to God and give, it just keeps coming. And you won't be able to stop it because it's a gifting. So you won't ever have to worry. You won't have to worry in the kingdom. Everything will be taken care of because you entered into where you don't have to prove anything, and now it just comes. Healing will just come. It'll just come. You won't be able to stop it. It'll just come like it did with Jesus. Did Jesus ever pray for somebody and they not receive healing? Ever?